Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, follows up on what we said in the previous Mishnah, that when you have a large city, but it's not walled, they read the Megillah on the 14th. Ezu hir gedola, so what constitutes a large city? Kol sheyeshba asara batlanim. As long as there are 10 batlanim, which literally means people who are not working, so the Mefarshim explained that means there are people who are standing around in the Beis HaKnesses available to make a minyan in shul anytime, that's a big city. Pachas mikan, less than that, hare ze kfar. That is a village, and they have the license to read the Megillah, at least in those times, earlier on the Yom HaKnisa, on the Monday or Thursday before. Be'ilu omer makdima v'lo ma'achrin. So we've said that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, reading the Megillah, you can read it earlier, already starting from the 11th of Adar. Makdimin, you go early, v'lo ma'achrin, you can't push it later. Avol, zman atze kohanim. The specific times that families used to donate wood for the ma'aracha, for the burning on top of the mizbeach, that was referred to as the zman, the time of the wood of the kohanim, and Tisha B'Av, when there's a conflict of Tisha B'Av, let's say if Tisha B'Av were to fall on a Shabbos, it happens sometimes, even today, v'chagiga, and a korban chagiga, a korban shlamim, which they used to bring on the shalosh regalim, let's say it falls on Shabbos, you can't bring that on Shabbos, v'hakel, and the time that they would get together at the end of the seventh year, everybody together in Yerushalayim, if that fell on Shabbos, one of these times fell on Shabbos, you push it until Sunday. So the Gemara has reasons for each one. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, we don't want to hurry puranios, dangerous things, things that are calamities. And in general, you push them up because the time has not yet come for the obligation. You can't do the Chagiga early. It's not Yontif. You can't do Hakel yet because it's not the time yet. And then the Mishnah says, Afal Pisha Amru Makdima V'lo Ma'achrin, even though we said that you can read the Megillah earlier and you don't read it later, Mutarin, it is permitted, Behesped, Uvitanios, Umatonos Le'evyonim. On those days that you read it earlier, it's not exactly fully Purim. And therefore, if you were in a small village and you read the Megillah on Monday and it was the 12th of Adar, so then you don't really have Purim that day. And that's why, since it's not a full Purim, you are permitted to have eulogies, hesped, and tanios. If you had a reason to fast, you would fast on that day. Umatanos lehevyonim. And if you gave matanos lehevyonim on that day, you were yotze, because the Gemara says the matanos lehevyonim, gifts to the poor on Purim, is connected with the reading of the Megillah. But mishloach manos, even in the small villages, that needs to be done specifically on the 14th day of Adar. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Amosai, when did we say that you can read it earlier if you're in a small village? Makom shenichnasim b'sheni v'chamishi. That's true specifically in a place where they would go from that little village to the big city on Monday, sheni, Monday, b'chamishi, and Thursday. Avol makom she'enichnasim, in places where the villages, they don't have their residents going lo b'sheni on Monday, v'lo b'chamishi, and neither on Thursday. Ein korin osa ela b'zmana. You only read it on the 14th day, period. Mishnah Dalet. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, until into the times of the Gemara, they used to establish the years and the months based on the Beis Din, the rabbinical court that was rooted in Eretz Yisrael, although didn't have to necessarily be in Eretz Yisrael if it was rooted there. They would establish it based on the vision of the new month. That's called Kiddush HaChodesh. When they saw the new month, they would have witnesses who would come, and the Beis Din would also, in addition to figuring out whether every month would have 29 days or 30 days, they would also figure out on a given year whether or not they needed to add a month to the lunar calendar to have a correlation between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar, so Pesach would always fall out in the springtime. So what happens in a year where they realized, the Beis Din, the rabbinical court, realized they needed to add another month? Well, Karu es Megillah, says the Mishnah Dal, they already read the Megillah ba'Adar HaRishon, so we're halfway through Adar, we all celebrated Purim, we got on our costumes, we read the Megillah, and then the Beis Din decided, oh, today is the 20th of Adar, but we need another month. Vinis Abra Hashana, Ibor means pregnant. You had a second Adar before you're going to hit Nisan. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, Korin Osa Ba'Adar Sheni. You have to read it again in the second Adar. Why? Because the main Adar is Adar Sheni. The Gemara has several different opinions about this, but this is the opinion of this Mishnah. Ein bein Adar Harishon la Adar Sheni. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, which means the 14th of Adar first and the 14th of Adar the second. Ela Kriyas HaMegillah U'Matanas Le'Evyonim. Kriyas HaMegillah, reading the Megillah, and Matanas Le'Evyonim, which goes with it, those apply on the second Adar and not on the first Adar. But when it comes to Hesped, having eulogies or fasting, they are both equal, that both on Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, it is prohibited. Ad Kan, until now, we are Mishnah Dalet. And the next Mishnah, to continue, we're going to continue this pattern of Ein Bein. There's no difference between A and B, and that's going to be the sequence of the upcoming Mishnayos.